Hello, everyone. Welcome to Be the Change Media Network. Today's show is Checking In with Changemakers. My name is Lily Mott, and this is the show where I get to catch up with past guests of Be the Change podcast. I've been hosting the podcast for over 3.5 years, getting close to 4 years now, and my guests have done some very exciting things since I talked with many of them. So this is an update on their work. My guest today is Kate Ahern. I have to double check how to pronounce her last name because it might be Ahern, either way. She is the vice president of Pennsylvania Young Democrats, and I featured Kate on Be the Change podcast back in January of 2021, and she was featured in episode 35 of the podcast. So I'm really excited to talk with Kate and learn all about the work that she's been doing since then, especially this year, which is going to be a very exciting time to be in politics in the U.S. So Kate just joined.
Hey, Kate, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Amazing. I'm so good. Before we start, pronounce your last name really quick.
Okay, so I heard you make the comment. Okay. This is such a funny way to start off the video, but it's either or.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I kind of use them interchangeably. Nobody knows exactly what it is.
Okay, perfect. So you're open to either. That's good.
Open to
started
either
off
of them.
Good then. Okay. I'm so excited to talk with you. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you? How have things been?
I'm good. It's been a busy day today. It's raining like crazy here, which it's the UK. Mm-hmm. So I'm used to it at this point, but I feel like it just adds another extra layer to the day where, you know, I was already kind of tired waking up this morning, add the rain and, you know, but I was looking forward to this all day and I'm so excited to talk with you, especially as I was doing some like LinkedIn stalking, because I think what you're doing right now is so interesting. So I want to dive into all of the work, but before we get started with that, can you give a quick intro to who you are, the work that you're doing, and then we'll go deeper from there?
Absolutely. I'll give a very quick overview and then we can jump into whatever you want. But for those who don't know me, my name is Kate Ahern and I am a youth activist from the wonderful state of Pennsylvania. I mainly focus on addressing voter suppression and encouraging young folks to get more involved in their democracy, especially at the local level. Outside of that, I engage with some, you know, national advocacy campaigns. I have done a lot of stuff with reproductive health care access and also environmental protections.
What a great overview. So let's dive into Vice President of Pennsylvania Young Democrats. I think that is really interesting. And I don't think that I've had anyone who is working in that realm of things. So I'm really excited to learn more just personally. What does your work look like in that position? What is it like?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are an organization and there are chapters of this in every state across America. And what we do is we represent folks under the age of 40 who belong to either the Democratic Party or people who are on the left side of things in American politics. And our main goal is to get these folks a little bit more engagement with, you know, either the state party or engagement with advocacy campaigns that are happening across the state. And we do a lot of volunteering, a lot of voter registration, we host events. We just want to be able to provide a platform for people, since I don't think it's a secret, a lot of politics, especially in the United States, is on the older side of things. So we want to be able to give a platform and a voice to people who are on the younger side of things.
Yeah, I think that's so interesting. And I think a lot of times we hear kind of young Democrats and college Democrats. And then I think it's interesting that you're doing this work because I feel like a lot of people kind of fall out of discussing politics maybe once they graduate college. I know that's been kind of something that my friends have been talking about, where when you're not having meetings with a group and discussing issues, it might be a little bit more difficult to have that engagement and to feel like you're really participating in that way. So I think that's amazing. And I'm so glad that you're sharing that. What is some of the programming like for Pennsylvania Young Democrats in general?
Yeah, so actually today I'm meeting up in person with some people from my local chapter, and we're just going out, hanging out with each other and discussing some events that are happening locally. We also host virtual events and a couple virtual national campaigns that we partner with other chapters for. So for example, over the next 2 weeks, I'm helping to lead a national reproductive rights campaign. We're partnering with some amazing national organizations, and we're going to be helping young folks across the country connect with each other and discuss issues that matter to them most. We also have Zoom videos, like how you would expect, and we meet up together as a large statewide organization a few times a year, and we discuss in person what some of the next events we'd like to host are, what some of the volunteering events that we'd like to focus on next. And since it is a big election year, I can imagine we're going to be doing a lot of in-person voter registration, going to college campuses and speaking with students and high schoolers about the importance of voting and being engaged in our democracy. So that's what the next year is going to very vaguely look like.
Yeah, that was actually going to be my next question. So you kind of, you answered it already. But as far as leading up to the election and as we get closer to all of that, is it going to be kind of the frequency of things ramps up, or is it going to be kind of new programs? Tell me a little bit more about that.
I think it's going to be both.
Okay.
So we accept anyone from the state of Pennsylvania who is, you know, on the left side of politics and is a Democrat and is under the age of 40. So we don't have dues. There's not really an application. And we expect a lot of people are going to be more interested than, say, an off election year, which we don't think they exist, but a smaller election year than you would see with the presidency. So we expect kind of an influx of people who might be wanting to be more engaged than usual. So we're certainly going to provide more events to accommodate them. We're going to try to ramp up our in-person events to make sure that folks are able to meet like-minded individuals across the state and do some awesome volunteering. We want to make sure that we're actually helping folks across the state of Pennsylvania. We're not just, you know, hosting a Zoom event that may be fun for us, but it's not benefiting anything.
Yeah. I love the volunteering. I think that's such an important part too, and getting out into the community and doing some of that work and being able to meet people and showing people the local side of politics, I think is so important. So I know that we talked about this when you came on the podcast the first time, but I went back and listened to the podcast because I've been asking the same question at the end that I asked on the podcast. So I like to hear people's answers because I think it's really interesting to see how maybe a couple of years have changed your thoughts or kept them exactly the same and affirmed them. But can you tell me a little bit about what got you motivated and inspired to get involved in politics and what that path looked like for you?
Absolutely. So I grew up about 2 miles away from one of the biggest landfills in the country. So I had mentioned a few minutes ago that environmental protection is a big issue for me. And it has been since I was maybe 9 or 10 years old. It's something that I really didn't fully understand as a child, but I understood enough to be very concerned about it. There were local politicians who I felt like weren't listening to the concerns and the needs of the people in my community. And the reality was many people in my town didn't have the money to, you know, band together and afford an expensive environmental lawyer. So the landfill continued expanding and we continued having health concerns. We continued having, you know, nuisance concerns. There was always a smell. It was, you know, it made it difficult to live in the area and not think about this. So when I was about 11, 12 years old, I went to my first city council meeting and I started speaking out against the landfill. And that was the first time that I really got independently involved in politics. Now at the time, I should say, the reaction from the city council was that it was kind of cute that a child would, you know, show up and speak and to think that I would be taken seriously, which I very much did think I would be taken seriously. I had very serious concerns about this. But now I'm 23, you know, it's been 10 years, and I am absolutely in a place now to help actually advocate for these issues on a platform that is heard and seen and respected. And I would love for anyone in the same situation that I had been in to be able to have a platform like that. So that was how I got involved, and it's something that's very important to me to make sure that folks are able to, you know, share their voices when things are going wrong in their community. I wish everyone would be able to make a difference.
Yeah, I think that is really interesting about thinking it's cute and thinking, oh, and I think a lot of times that comes along with like having the token young person often, where it's like, oh yeah, we're representing youth voices, but the representation isn't actually that real. So I think that's really important that you're bringing that point up. And I think you are in a position now to help other people feel included in politics in a way that maybe you weren't when you were younger, which I think is awesome. It's the whole Be the Change motto. So that's really, really exciting. As far as the next few months, maybe even the next few days, weeks, what are some events that you're looking forward to? Some projects that you're looking forward to? Maybe some more specific ones. Tell me about that for you.
Absolutely. So one thing that I'm working on right now, and this is extremely specific, so I will give you the details, has not been launched yet.
Ooh,
But
exciting.
within the next 2 weeks, the Supreme Court is going to hear a major case that hasn't really been in the news yet. And it is to ban a drug called mifepristone. It is used occasionally in very early first trimester abortions, but it's also used to treat other medical issues, including things like Cushing syndrome and some ovarian cyst syndromes. And if they do ban it, a lot of different medical concerns will be unable to be treated with this drug. So I'm kind of starting a campaign, especially in light of Women's History Month, since it is used pretty much exclusively for women, to try to protect this drug through legislation. And again, it's not really a case that's been making major headlines yet, but I think it's a very important one. And in light of it being Women's History Month, it's something that I'm starting to launch a campaign about. So you can keep your eyes peeled in the next 2 weeks to see that through the Pennsylvania Young Democrats social media channels. And we're also having a letter writing campaign that goes along with it. So if you look into this and you are interested in helping out, we will have pre-written letters that you are able to send to your members of Congress, and we would really appreciate if you would do that.
Yeah, that is so exciting. And that is so specific. And I love when people give kind of an action to join in and a timeline also for people to do it. I think that's very exciting. So I'll share that information as well in the link of the in the description of the podcast, all of the links, all of the resources, when it gets published after this. But as far as advice that you have for young people, and I'm sure that you've worked with lots of young people in your position and also all of the work that you've done, it's been engaging young people. So I think you're a great person to ask this signature question. But lots of young people want to create change, want to make a difference, but they may not know how to get started with that work. What advice do you have for those people who may be watching us now or listening back later on the podcast?
Absolutely. So the best advice I can give is actually a quote from someone else, but it's something that really has stuck with me in my own life. But it's from former President Teddy Roosevelt, and he has this incredible quote about failure. And he said, "The only man who never makes a mistake is the man who never does anything," which I think is a fantastic way to look at failures, right? In today's day and age, I think so many of us are so constantly surrounded with a highlight reel of other people's successes, especially through social media, that we never stop to pause and ask ourselves, how many failures or setbacks did that person encounter before they reached that success? So, failure isn't the end in my eyes, it's a beginning. It's a sign that you're doing something right because you're trying. And I think one piece of advice that I could give to folks listening in is that success isn't linear, right? I'll give a few examples, but Abraham Lincoln, another former president, lost 8 elections before becoming president of the United States. And now people look back at him and they think he's the best president we've had, or one of them. Claude Monet, who's one of the most famous artists of all times, didn't seriously pick up a paintbrush until he was in his 40s. And George Lucas, who is now one of the most famous filmmakers in American history, right? He had to pitch his idea for Star Wars to 3 different studios before any of them thought the idea was good. So success isn't linear, and you shouldn't be scared of failure. It's very difficult to deal with, but I would say it's more difficult to have never tried at all.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that is great advice. And I love the different examples. I think that's so inspiring. I think when I listened back, your advice the last time was about local politics, which I think is also great because that's what you're doing now, and you're inspiring more people to get involved in politics at all levels, not just local, but just showing people how important that can be in their lives. But I love this advice, and I think it's so important, especially for young people who may be starting new projects, who may be kind of venturing out into new areas, or, you know, even I think educational things. It's like, put yourself out there, do the application. You never know what's going to happen, you know, and take the class. You may love it, you know, change your major. It's a little bit scary, but you never know. So I think that was such a great way to conclude our conversation. But what are the best ways for people to connect with you and get involved in all the work that you're doing? Plug your project again, and I'll link everything in the description, but what are the best ways for people to connect with you?
So people can connect with me on social media. I always love connecting with folks. I'll respond to you. I will be very happy to share I will be very happy to share.
Can you give me 1 second? Of course, no worries.
Okay, so I have a few special guests, so that way it doesn't work. But yes. I will be extremely happy to connect with anyone if you would be interested in getting involved with my organization, or I'm happy to recommend you to a different organization. So if you are not a Pennsylvanian, or you are not a Democrat, that's not what you identify with, still reach out to me. I'd be happy to point you in the right direction. I think young people getting involved is very needed right now in our political climate. There are issues that universally matter to us that we're not seeing represented at the national stage. And I would encourage anyone who's interested in getting involved to reach out to me. You can find me on social media. I'd be happy to chat.
Yeah, of course. And I'll link that as well. Instagram handles, LinkedIn, even, I'll do it all. But thank you so much. This was so much fun. And I'm so excited to see all of the work that you do. And I think especially now it's so necessary, like you were saying. So I think you're doing amazing work. So keep it up. But thank you for coming on. And thank you to everyone who's watching or listening to this episode back. If you want to talk about anything I mentioned, please reach out to me by email at lily@bethechangepodcast.org or on Instagram at Be The Change Media Network. And tune in to listen to this week's episode of Be The Change on air tomorrow. But until then, be the change you wish to see in the world. Thank you so much again. This was so fun, Kate. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you so much, Lily. You have a wonderful day, too. It was great catching up.
Bye.